Israel today accused Syria of encouraging violence in the Golan Heights. This after Israeli forces opened fire yesterday against a crowd of demonstrators attempting to push into Israel from Syria's side of the Golan Heights. Syria says 23 people, including a woman and child, were killed and 350 wounded. Israel calls those numbers exaggerated. And now Israeli officials are suggesting that Damascus may have orchestrated the demonstrations as a distraction from weeks of unrest in Syria. Mark Regev is the Israeli government spokesman. Mark Regev, you've said today that what happened at the Syrian border is a deliberate provocation, an attempt to violently crash through the border and enter Israel illegally, and that Israel has a right to defend its territory. I don't think either of those issues are really up for debate. The question is, why did Israel allow itself to be dragged into this situation in the first place?
Well, we made every effort to try to avoid a violent conflict on the border. We, yesterday, through the United Nations, we tried to urge the Syrian side and the demonstrators not to approach the frontier. When that failed, we used loudspeakers in Arabic asking people not to approach the frontier. That failed. Then we used regular policing methods, riot control methods, tear gas and smoke. That failed. Then we fired shots in the air. That failed. So when we actually used live fire, and we tried to do so in a very selective way, trying just to injure some of the people leading the charge towards the border fence, that was really a last resort. We didn't want to see this inflame the way it did.
But that's the standard operating procedure when you're confronted with these situations. I mean, these protesters announced 3 weeks ago that there would be more demonstrations, that they would do this again.
But the difference between now and 2.5 weeks ago is last time there was a failure on our side, that scores of people did actually cross the border, and it was a real issue because you have enemy nationals. And you must remember that Syria and Israel, the two countries, are in a legal state of war. And we had a situation where you had scores of any enemy nationals entering our country inside our territory. And that's obviously a very significant security risk. And so this time we succeeded in preventing this incursion inside our territory.
But why use live ammunition, once that fence came down under pressure from the pro-Palestinian crowd?
I think there was no alternative to stopping them to enter Israel. Obviously, after every incident like this, we look for lessons learned and could it have been done better. But the truth is that we faced here a provocation, and we had to prevent these violent activists from entering our territory.
But you refer to these protesters as, violent, but most of them were unarmed, from what I understand.
If this was peaceful protesting, we wouldn't have had a problem. In other words, if they'd just come to the border fence and yelled out at us that we're terrible people and they don't like the Israeli state, or if they had signs critical of Israeli policy, or if they did a sit-down hunger strike on their side of the border, no one would have had a problem. The problem was that they moved towards the fence with the declared aim to break through the fence and come to our side of the border. They threw Molotov cocktails, they threw rocks, they threw other projectiles. If we wouldn't have acted as we did, you would have had scores of enemy nationals on our side of the border in Israel, and who knows what they'd do then.
You know, the bottom line, it seems to me, is that the protesters who broke that fence down have said that they felt their action was a success because they drew Israeli fire and generated anger at your country. How do you respond to that?
Well, obviously, if they're happy to have violence on the border, we've got a serious problem, because our goal is the opposite. Our goal is to calm things down and keep the border as quiet as is possible. I think we're dealing with some very hardcore activists. And though they are claiming sometimes the allure of the Arab Spring, it's clear that these demonstrators are the very opposite of the Arab Spring. The mere fact that they are playing into the hands of an authoritarian regime that is butchering its own people, I think, exposes them for what they are.
Mark Regev, the Israeli government spokesman, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.